And it's interesting to hear your talk about trying to recruit more labour from other parts of the UK. And given what Caroline is saying is definitely going to be true, that there is going to be a reduction of inflow of labour, of talent from elsewhere in Europe after 2019. Most analyses of Brexit say that actually...
We have a microphone as well, sorry.
Most analyses of Brexit say that the rejection of the European Union was more cultural than it was economic. So, and to some degree, it was a rejection of the very thing that you're trying to boost, which is the London metropolitan economy, and it was a rejection of that. How do you think you're going to be able to change the views of people who actually are quite anti-London in their mindset in order to attract them here? Because there's not going to be enough people from France, Italy, Germany, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so again, I think, again, just to be really clear, so I really hugely support making sure we still have freedom of movement. You know, that's first and foremost.
I don't think we're going to get that, though, are we?
Yeah, we don't know. I guess that's it. For me, we really don't know. Yeah. So I think, again, it's a really good question. When I think about this, I just think about the places that are disconnected. And I think that, you know, are there people out there now who are not linked to a mission or a vision of what they want to do with their life or what they want to do with their career, feeling disconnected from either the economy or the government or the way that they interpret their position in society. And I guess on a macro level, away from like what we need to be doing to make sure we do establish a great trade agreement, is how can we engage those people across the country and make sure that, again, tapping into not just academic intelligence, but things like emotional intelligence or all the other different types of skills that people can offer, and then how do we engage them into something they can be passionate about? Again, you've got to take this from my perspective. I'm surrounded every day by 15,000 entrepreneurs, businesses, people who are super inspirational, want to change the world. You know, kind of, you go from 10 minutes with somebody, mind blown, into 10 minutes with someone else, completely blown for a different reason. And I guess I see that passion every day, and it could be so diverse in terms of all the things that people are trying to achieve. And I just wish we had an opportunity to engage people either at a younger age or who are feeling disconnected across the country and kind of help them find that passion and then go on and again, positively contribute to the UK and the London market. So.